104.7, Andy and Mel. It is 704. Drink! We're going to top out at 88 today.
That is posted, by the way.
The rules.
The rules are posted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For the Andy and Mel drinking game.
You'd like to play along.
You can play the home game. Anyway, so let's see. We've got Hinder tickets to give away. We will do that this hour. We will give those away. Also, got to swap your smile with Great Plains Dental. We will do that before 9 o'clock. Promise. And...
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
This story is terribly funny. Margaret Jackson, she's a 74-year-old grandmother in Houston. She was visiting her daughter the other day, and a kid tried to break into the house. But she met him at the back door and fought with him.
What?
He finally ran away without getting inside. And she chased him across the yard and stabbed him in the neck with a barbecue fork.
Holy Hannah.
Here is Margaret describing what happened.
I look through this blind. I can see the outside, the back door, and I saw the man. Then I say, I got to get me a strategy. So I opened the cabinet up, and all I found was the scissors, the fork, and the dog. His leg, I know this leg got the arthritis and it was going to hurt. I said, I got to get to him before he get to me. I opened this door like this and he was back of that door bar. I pushed that door. He stopped that door and he came out. He was pushing me. He got away. He got to running. When I got right here, I got him a whack in the neck. And he ran and he jumped that fence. But I got him with this here. I got him in the neck.
Yep,
wow.
She got him in the neck.
She did say fork, by the way, even though it didn't quite sound like fork.
Fork. Yeah.
Just saying.
I guess I wasn't reading into it, but yeah.
No, it didn't quite. Southern.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes doesn't quite sound like what it is.
Folk.
It was fork.
Sounded like F O L K. But then anyway.
Oh, what in the neck?
Oh, what in the neck?
Woo, there it is.
Yeah.
What in the neck? Go!
A whop in the neck.
A whop in the neck.
Did you tell I had some free time last night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A whop in the neck.
He won't be coming back anymore.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. That's fun. I like that one. So, there are a number of mistakes that people make at work with how they dress. 11 of them, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
I got a list to count down for you.
Oh, good.
8% of people have seen hot pants in the office.
Hot pants.
Hot pants.
Okay. In the office?
Yeah. In the office. 14% of people have coworkers who wear see-through clothing. 1 in 5 men say it's okay. 91% of women are distracted.
See-through.
See-through.
Ooh.
I'm surprised it's only 1 in 5 men. They must be all very serious men.
Very serious.
1 in 5 employees have coworkers who wear spaghetti straps, although 1 in 4 men are okay with it.
That's just like wearing a tank top, though.
Yeah. 29% of people have female coworkers who wear short skirts. 1 in 5 mid-level managers say it's acceptable.
I wouldn't probably wear it, the short skirts here, like as in the morning, just because it would be cold.
30% of female coworkers who wear flip-flops, or have female coworkers who wear flip-flops.
Guilty.
13% have male coworkers who wear them. What are you looking at me like
that
for?
No, I wasn't. I was just trying to think of anybody.
I've worn them here, but it was on the weekend.
I was just trying to think of anybody that wore them. It's more acceptable.
Oh, Crash does all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's more acceptable, though, for females to wear them to work, because a lot of times the flip-flops are a little nicer looking. Like, I wear, like, a nicer looking flip-flop.
Yeah,
usually.
My foam Nike ones probably don't cut the trick. 31% have seen men wear shorts in the office. More than half of women say that's distracting.
Really?
Yeah, our hairy legs. It turns them on.
Yeah.
32% of employees have seen tight clothes in the office.
Duh.
And 85% of women are distracted by it.
Really?
How is that possible?
I don't get that.
Because the guys aren't the ones wearing the tight clothing.
Mm-mm.
It's the gals.
They're probably busy like gossiping about them. Did you
see
Mary Ann's outfit? It was so tight. I could see her underwear.
Apparently, these are just employees in the South. 45% of people have coworkers who show off their tattoos.
I don't mean for mine to show off.
Boob tat.
Listen, you know I don't mean for it to, because you know I hate it.
45% have coworkers who show off their cleavage.
Yeah. Sometimes. I don't show it off on purpose. It just happens to be the way the shirt is. I'm certainly not showing it off today.
Well, don't wear the shirt then.
Well, it's not so hard to wear those shirts, though.
But, okay.
It's not like 49%
have seen bare leg. Number two, 49% have seen bare legs on women.
Yeah.
72% of men say it's distracting.
What? You want us to wear pantyhose?
Or pants.
Okay.
I don't know. It's not the 1950s.
I just don't like pantyhose.
Oh. Well, I didn't say you had to wear pantyhose.
Okay.
I would prefer that you wear snow pants. 53% of people have coworkers who wear golf attire at work. The number one biggest mistake.
Polos.
Golf polos. The guy, it's more acceptable for the guys, but apparently it's not as acceptable for the women to wear them.
Hate polos.
What's wrong with polos? They're comfortable.
Blech.
I love my polos.
So you're wearing one right now.
Yeah, this is a cheap, crappy one.
That one, I don't mind that one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I think my golf polos look much nicer.
I'm just not a fan. Unless you're playing golf, then you can wear it.
It's funny how we wear polo shirts when we play golf, and none of us play polo.
That is weird.
So when do we finally get to wear golf shirts?
I don't know.
Me either. Morning, sunshine. Good morning. Maybe I wanted to know when I'm going to ovulate today.
Andy and Mel, Hot 104.7.
Hot 104.7, Andy and Mel, drink! 721. I think there's something defective with my button, seriously.
Really?
Because that happens way more than it should. Because I go bam with both fingers on the two buttons, and mine, it's always mine.
Funny thing is Thursday and Friday, I didn't have that problem at all.
Shut up. Anyway, internet quote of the day, Mel, is...
My I hate you face must look very similar to my tell me more face. I'll have to work on that.
Yeah. So I've got a list of the 10 things we don't like talking about, including 7 that we like less than religion and politics.
Okay.
Mostly. And basically, these are all things that are either incredibly embarrassing or spark enormous arguments.
Ah.
You know.
So, yeah. Okay.
Because politics and religion.
That can.
Can cause arguments.
Okay.
The other things on the list. Religion was number 10 at 7%. Serious illness was number 9 or with 9%. Politics was number 8 at 13%. The value of our homes was number 7.
Really?
16%.
Hmm.
Our relationship with our current partner. Apparently we like talking about less than politics.
Interesting.
I'd rather talk about Crystal and my relationship all day before I said one word about politics.
Me too.
Family planning is in, so when are you going to have a baby? Yeah.
That is annoying.
Yeah. For you people out there who love to bug the newlywed couples out there, you know, maybe they've been married for, maybe they're not newlyweds anymore. Maybe they're just like a year or two, maybe three, and they haven't had kids yet, and they're not in their early 20s. Quit asking that question. It's right. Incredibly rude.
It really is.
Because they maybe they're trying and they can't.
Well, there's that. Maybe they don't have a plan to have a baby yet. You know, or maybe they want to have one later on.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to do the couple thing, the married couple thing before they have a baby.
Well, the other ones are not nearly as rude as someone who's trying and can't.
It's very rude.
Because friends of mine were going through that, and finally, after thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in treatments, they finally had a baby, you know? And it's like, really? People are still asking you? It's like, knock it off. Just stop.
It is rude.
Incredibly rude. Number 4 on the list of things we don't like to talk about are salary. Which doesn't actually bother me, but it causes fights.
Well, it's just something
And it's against the rules at your job, usually.
Well, it's just something that you don't generally talk about.
Unless you're a professional athlete, then everybody knows what you make.
Right. If it's public
knowledge,
like, or like if they work in politics, you know, that's usually it's like the governor, how much the governor makes.
Well, like
that kind of
stuff. Teachers' salaries are public knowledge. I remember they were in the paper in Beersford when I was a kid. And I always wanted to, but I never had the guts to. So you make $30,000 a year, really? Not that I was actually being, trying to criticize. I just wanted to be a
jerk face.
Yeah, basically. Mm-hmm. Number three thing we don't like talking about is the state of our finances. Potentially embarrassing, I would imagine.
Right.
Our infidelity and our sex lives. Number one. 32% of people said they were uncomfortable discussing it.
I think it depends on who you are, that one.
And whether or not you have one.
Right.
Because if you don't have a sex life, it's pretty easy to talk about. I don't have one.
I was going to say, you could talk about your lack thereof.
Yeah. I haven't seen it since 2007. Anyway.
Especially if you're married.
I am not saying anything about me.
I know you're not. I know I wasn't.
I got
saying,
two kids to prove I have a sex life.
Was not stating you.
In fact, it's one of their birthdays today.
It is. It's Jackie's birthday. Happy birthday, Jackie.
Yep. Don't worry. Call Me Maybe's coming up.
Oh, good.
Yeah. We did internet quote of the day. Mm-hmm. We have got to swap someone's smile before 9 o'clock. Right now, we are giving away two tickets to Hinder. In Mitchell at the Corn Palace on Thursday night. You want to go? 361-5557. Caller 10. They belong to you. It's 726. Hot Water 4.7.
This is the Hot Morning Show on Hot 104.7.
Hot Water 4.7. Andy and Mel. Happy birthday, Jackie. It's 740. We're going to top out at 88 today. They might still be in bed, too.
They might be.
I don't know if she was going to hear it or not. Because Crystal has the day off.
Oh.
Picture day with the kids.
Fun.
Yeah.
Very
and
nice.
Yeah. So they might still all be in bed, but.
Gotcha.
I don't know. Anyway. So we gave away our Hinder tickets for the day. Don't worry. Ben's got some here later on. So does Johnny this afternoon. So be listening all day long for your chance to win those. There was a fascinating story I saw in the news last night. A judge has banned a toddler's and tiara's mom from putting her daughter in beauty pageants. The mom's name is Lindsay Jackson. The girl's name is Maddie. Now, Maddie's dad, Bill Verst, is trying to get custody of her, citing that the girl is, the girl's mom is sexually exploiting her. Now, he's definitely got an argument, and a judge has actually stopped it. There was in an episode on TLC of Toddlers and Tiaras, she had her dressed up as Dolly Parton and gave her these fake boobs to wear under her outfit.
Which would be, if she's dressed up like Dolly Parton, that would be an accurate costume.
But why does it have to be that accurate? The problem.
Would you know it's Dolly Parton if she just put a blonde wig on her?
Well, does it have to be there? I mean,
I don't know what the point of it is.
If there were fake boobs on my daughter, I would be going ballistic.
I would just use balloons. Like, I mean, I remember messing around as a kid and putting balloons under my shirt like they
were
fake boobs.
Yeah, but were you parading around on national television?
No.
Then there you go.
I don't know what the point was of picking Dolly Parton to be the person, the costume that she dressed her up as. But keep this in mind, it is a costume.
Okay.
And I don't think that Dolly Parton walking around like in real life is sexually exploitation. So I don't, but it's Dolly Parton. I mean, it's a costume.
She exploited her gigantic fake boobs for fame and fortune.
Right. But it's a costume.
Right. And this girl's six.
But it's a costume.
Yeah. What the point was to fill this mom full of the attention she couldn't get on her own.
Probably is some
basically
of it.
What the whole crux of the matter is. Now, the dad is he's trying to get custody, and that's where this all came about. A court-appointed psychologist sided with the dad on this, saying that it's, you know, this isn't really a good idea for a 6-year-old to be parading around in skimpy outfits and fake boobs.
Okay, but that was just one costume. It's not like she wears fake boobs every time she competes in these contests.
But, like, I can't even watch that show, not because I find it stupid, which I do.
I can't watch it because I don't want to watch Honey Boo Boo.
It makes my heart hurt for these kids. It really does.
I think that...
Because the kids have not... It's not their idea. What 4-year-old says, Mommy, I want to be in a pageant? They don't.
Some do.
Only if they got the idea from their mom.
They like to dress up, though.
Sure. My daughter likes to dress up. She's not begging to go on television or go on some pageant.
Do you really think there's kids that don't want to be? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of kids when they start out very, very young that want to be a star. Thea tells me every day, she's 7, she wants to be a rock star.
Okay.
And an artist.
Okay. So she can take music lessons and art lessons.
Right. I'm just saying, though, that there are...
You're going to put her in a bikini up on a stage and have her parade around?
No.
Okay. Well, that's my point exactly.
We've never got into the doing pageants for them as a kid. I don't think that it's necessary for them to wear bikinis. No, there's no reason why they can't wear a one piece. I don't know why they have to show off little belt like this picture of her on this Radar Online that I'm looking at that she's wearing. It's a little teddy bear costume thing, like she's dressed as a teddy bear, but then it shows like her belly. I don't think that's necessary for her age whatsoever. But I don't know if the father is necessarily the best choice for parenting either. You know, he doesn't have necessarily the best track record.
Well, he had a DUI and is also a convicted felon, but we don't know what that was. That could have been when he was 19 years old and did something stupid.
He's never had custody of their 6-year-old daughter either, though. And
because when have they ever given custody to the father?
Right. But he hasn't had like shared, doesn't even sound like shared custody. Also, he has been in support of her doing the pageants since she was 13 months old. She's been doing pageants since she was
one. Okay, so a 13-month-old, you're going to tell me it was the girl's idea?
No, it's not.
Okay.
I never said that. I'm just saying, though, that the father has been in support of this, so I don't know why all of a sudden where he thinks he's going to have a say.
Well, he doesn't get to have one if he had one at age 15 months or whatever?
He's been supporting this the whole time. Why now, all of a sudden, does he think that it's not okay to do?
I don't think he thinks putting fake boobs and a bimbo costume on his little girl is okay to do.
It was a costume.
Yeah. It doesn't make it okay.
It's not like she's a 6-year-old getting plastic surgery.
Okay, but still, when you're going into a costume like that and going on national television, and how is this not exploiting her daughter to get on a TV show, this woman?
I would say...
Explain to me how that's not exploiting her.
I would say it's exploiting. I don't think it's sexually exploiting her.
361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Whose side are you on, the mom or the dad in this case? 361-5557, email or text am@hot1047.com. Hot 104.7, Andy and Mal, 7:55. We're going to top out at 88 today. Nice and sunny. We forgot to do a number.
Yes, for the vault.
For the vault. So we were a little late. Number today is 2. You're slipping, Nate. You're a little late. Or at least you hadn't emailed in by the time I looked.
He sent it at 7:36. So...
But I checked before, right before that, and it wasn't there, so...
Maybe our internet's screwy.
Or maybe it's just my fault. Anyway, number today is 2. So this toddlers and tiaras mom has gotten a... basically, a judge has said you can't put your little girl in these pageants anymore because the dad is suing for custody.
During this.
Right.
Not anymore, altogether, forever and ever.
Well, okay.
It's during this.
Okay. So, anyway, the girl was actually on Toddlers and Tiaras, parading around in a Dolly Parton costume, complete with fake boobs.
And a fake butt.
Yeah. And she's 6. So.
The other thing, though, that when I'm reading about some of this, there was a gag order put out, by the way. So the quotes are before the gag order was put into effect. Yeah. But Maddie has been doing pageants since she was a baby. And this is the first time that Bill had ever said that she was a bad mother.
And he's trying to get custody.
Yeah. And he has never made an argument about it until the show aired. So to me, it just sounds like he just wants to gain in on on the fame.
No. No, if that was it, he would just be a part of it and be at the pageants and at on the show.
Not if he doesn't have custody.
This is a dad who, it's exactly how I would react. As soon as I saw my daughter on TV with fake boobs, I am coming unglued.
And if
I don't have custody, I'm going after it.
I'm not saying that the fake boob part was right. I'm just saying that it was a costume.
Okay.
Still, it was a costume. Well, it's not like she was wearing it for her regular part of her...
You can put chocolate on a turd, it doesn't make it a truffle.
She wasn't wearing it for her regular part of the pageant. It was for a different portion. They have different wears. They have swimwear, and then they have their regular pageant dress and so on.
Lori's on the phone. How are you, Lori?
Good. How are you doing?
Pretty good. So, are you on the dad's side or the mom's side on this one?
You know, I think I'm on the dad's. Just because I have watched that. I've got a niece that comes over quite often, and she's, like, addicted to that movie. But for the most part, I think that it's like the mother's trying to live vicariously through their children.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's what I see. And, you know, you were talking about exploiting her. I remember watching one program, and this even made the national news, about one of the contests that were done in New York. And one of the mothers had her daughter dressed up like Julia Roberts from Pretty Woman. And everybody flipped out about that, you know, because she had her daughter dressed up as a prostitute.
Yeah.
So, mm-hmm. You know, in situations like that, I'm just like, well, that's taking it a little bit far.
Yeah, a little bit. Thank you for the call, Lori.
All right. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Let's see here. I've got Tom on the phone. How are you, Tom?
Oh, not too bad.
So whose side are you on with this deal, the dad or the mom?
I'm going to go out with the dad. Gonna have to go with the dad. I think moms can overlook the fact of their kids, their daughters being. I think fathers view it differently. I don't want to say exploited, but I think fathers can view it differently. I think moms can get caught up in the. She looks so cute. Oh my goodness.
The glamorous part of it, yeah. And dads are gonna be way more pragmatic about their daughter.
Right.
But he hasn't said anything up until now.
Right, but I mean.
That's because she hadn't pulled out the fake boobs on TV until now.
Not necessarily.
Yeah, I think crosses the line about 10 times. I mean, the bathing suit thing would be, you know, a two-piece bathing suit on TV, being that young, I'd be on the fence with, and then this would be just putting me over the line.
That would be taking a giant leap over the line. Thanks for the call, Tom.
You bet.
Bye-bye. Gotten a few text messages here as well. This one says, I'm with the dad. I think it's gross, and I wouldn't even dress like that, and I'm 27. The whole show is gross. Pageants are meant to be natural, not fake. Beauty is real, not made up and makeup and props. Another one says they should both be punished. It's unfortunate in this country that we consider the idea of raising a child such a little matter. We are shaping a human life. The raising of a child should have open communication and some compromise. If the dad had an issue with the costume, that should have been a compromise. To either not do it or do something else. It's unfortunate to have a child in the middle to have to each have a sense of gaining power. Yeah.
Agreed.
I just personally don't like the idea of these pageants for little kids. I mean, once they're a little older and it is actually something that can be their idea in the first place. Okay.
Like what age?
Like, I don't know. I'm thinking 10, 11, you know, at least at the... Get to the point where they could actually have their own opinion about it. And it's not, if you're this age, it's mom's idea. It's planted.
You think six is?
I think, well, especially in this case, since she's been in them since she was a baby.
Right.
You
but
know.
She loves doing them.
But, well, sure, because her mom gives her all kinds of attention. Oh, you're so pretty up there.
But there are definitely benefits, though, of doing pageants.
I'm not saying all pageants. I'm saying little tiny girl pageants.
Yeah. I think when they're younger, like, just have them being in a model contest or something. They don't have to be necessarily in a pageant.
We got to get a break in here, though. Keep the calls and texts coming. 361-5557. Email or text am at
hot1047.com. Hot1047.com.